We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call. That's also the number to text. Hey, it's our buddy, the Radical Russian in Montana.
Oh, you're letting him on? You said only Americans are allowed to call on the next ring.
I feel like, though,
I'm just going to put that out there.
I will say this. I think that he actually is a legal American. He went through the system, and he got American citizenized. Is that correct, Rad Rush?
You are absolutely correct.
He's an American.
All right.
You know what, Danny?
He does his due diligence, Danny.
Danny, it's not
when it comes to just being, what's the term?
Xenophobic?
Xenophobic, yes. Yeah.
But I'm a xenophobe that welcomes everybody into my country as long as you say my country's the best country, and you denounce, renounce, and even go on basically a smear campaign about your previous country.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how it works. And you're welcome to be in my country.
Wow.
That's right. So
I refuse to do that with my country of Puyallup, Washington.
Puyallup, I know. They don't want to, secede, but I would like them to secede.
Oh, we're trying. Yeah. We want to be as far away from you as possible.
You know what? Get it done, brother. All right, so Rad Rush, what can we do for you, sir, from the great state of Montana? Listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Odyssey.
Yes, this is a great app. You know, I will. Before I go into the topic, I will just want to say, I'm very grateful I am able to be in this country because it was a very tough time in Russia and Eastern Europe when I was born. So coming here, I'm so appreciative of this country, all of the opportunity I have, and I get to listen to Great Morning Show as well.
Ah, yeah, buddy. Yeah. See what he did? He came to this country, badmouthed his previous country.
Stroked our egos.
He's American.
Yep.
He's American for me, baby.
My children do not salute Russian flag. My children do, the Pledge of Allegiance every morning at school.
All right, hold on, Radical Russian. Who are they rooting for in Rocky IV, though? Is it Drago or is it Rocky?
I am always a fan of Rocky because it is the American dream.
Yeah, it's true. And he stopped the Cold War, not Drago.
They're rooting for the version that doesn't have a stupid robot.
You better watch your mouth with that.
I'm just saying, that's
Mr. Guy who watches all these ridiculous sci-fi movies with robots. And all of a sudden, you want a robot shame Rocky IV?
They were trying to take advantage of R2-D2 with that stupid robot in Rocky IV.
Quite possibly,
it was stupid, and it should be stricken from the Rocky record. Mm. All right, is that why you called Rad Rush to say America's great? Because I'm with you, buddy.
Well, no, not that. I was going to talk about Seahawks football, but
Seahawks football. We're very excited.
Sci-fi film, eventually, Steve, there will be a sci-fi film of Drago coming back from who knows what century, mechanical Drago.
Oh, that's true.
Mechanical Rocky.
As long as it's Dolph Lundgren playing the role, I'm in.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, he's right.
So, if he dies, he's a robot.
Like all Washington football fans, I am big Seahawks fan,
Yes.
You're
excited about the big news, Rad Rush? Is that why you're calling? Because of B-Wags being back?
Oh, my God. Bobby Wagner being back was high point of my week last week. But I have to know, just like any other Seahawks fan, are we going to draft Kendon Hooker in fifth round, or are we going to try and build around Smith and Love?
Well, as you know, Steve and I, we go to dinner with John Schneider a lot, and we give him a lot of inside information.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on a group chat with him and Pete Carroll. That's what we call him.
Pete the Carroll.
No, P.T. Carroll.
Oh, P.T. Carroll. Yeah, I like. Well, the T stands for the. Yeah. P.T. Pete the Carroll.
Pete the Carroll. Hey, Pete to the C. What do you
Pete
think?
Pete to the C.
Who are we going with?
Hey, who would you like to see, Rad Rush? Who would you like to see us get?
I think we gave Geno good opportunity last year. I think we still rebuild it. So why not give Geno even more opportunity? He takes the hometown discount. Why don't we build something around this boy?
Yeah, I keep seeing
see
this.
What he can do.
I keep seeing this Hooker guy getting brought up, who just like because he had like some kind of an injury, I think like an ACL or something like that, and they've been bringing him up. But a lot of people are like, why are we talking about him with the fifth pick? They feel like if you want to grab a guy like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll probably grab him later on in the draft.
I feel like that's, you know, the Hawks, I just feel the quarterback, drafting a quarterback is so iffy. It is so iffy. And then if you're going to draft him to be the backup, which isn't horrible, maybe you do get, like you said, a deeper round QB. I don't know, man. I'm not sold that we should get a quarterback in the first round.
If we grab a quarterback high up, I feel confident because I feel like Schneider has had a good track record of like eyeing good talent behind the quarterback position. Granted, they didn't get to draft Mahomes or Josh Allen, but those were guys they were high on.
Yeah.
And they turned out Russell Wilson turned out all right for the Seahawks. I mean, whatever about the last few years and all that crap. But, like, you know, it seems like he has a pretty good eye. So I'm not going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they grabbed whoever it is with the fifth pick because I don't know crap about crap. So what am I going to say?
I don't know how
That's my expert analysis.
Let's do that. Here's what they need, Rad Rush. I mean, to be competitive, I think since you're paying Geno the money, I just want to see either offensive linemen or defensive people. What I want to see. I mean, with high – but I only want to see them if they believe that their college skills can translate. And that's where you hope John Schneider and the entire team does their homework. And if you're going to, you know, with that high draft pick, do they believe the one they take is going to be somebody that will develop into a great player? Because we also have had some bad luck with our high draft picks.
Mick, imagine having the same luck as last season, though, with the draft picks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what we're hoping.
The future is bright if that's the case.
But obviously, when does that ever happen? I mean, it's happened twice.
I got to say, though, I was talking with Danny when we first saw that the Wagner got re-signed with the Hawks. I know, like, this isn't a game changer. It's towards the end of his career, but he's going to bring a lot of great leadership, and he had a solid year last year. If he's used right, I think he's going to be a phenomenal addition to this defense. But I was like, I haven't been this excited about a Seahawks team. And I don't even know when. I just, something about with Geno and like all the backstories and all the stuff that's been going on with this team with the rookie players. Like, it's just, I'm fired up. I don't know how they're going to do, but I'm fired up to watch them.
This is why, if you're a betting person, I'm just, you know,
I'm not.
If you're a betting person.
And Joe should stop being.
Yeah, Joe, listen up.
And look, Mitch Levy's going to laugh at me. I wish that he was on so I could bet him breakfast. I really believe the addition of Bobby Wagner means they are going to spend draft picks on defense so that Bobby can teach them.
Well, and also some of those younger guys that they have right now.
Yes.
I mean, there's a reason why Quandre Diggs is so hell-bent on getting that guy. I think he, as the leader, which is a great sign of a good leader, he's like, we still need strong leadership in that defense. And he's like, I can't do this on my own, or I'm just not capable of leading the way that Bobby Wagner is.
Yeah, so I know that they want to get defense. And in the first round, if they believe the guy they want is going to be taken, if they don't take him in the first round, I believe the addition of Bobby Wagner shows me that they will take a defensive dude high and maybe even a couple. That's my belief, because when you bring in new blood, like you said, the guys from last year, Steve, and some of the guys are going to get this year, if they get who, I mean, you're going to want them right under the wing of Bobby. You're going to want that leadership.
That's a good guy to have working with you.
Yeah. So that's why I believe they're going to go defense really high, and we'll see about what they do about the quarterback. I could be wrong. I could. Thank God Mitch is in here, because I'd lose breakfast to Mitch Levy again.
I think ESPN agrees with you, BJ. A lot of the mock drafts have Tyree Wilson being taken fifth by the Seahawks, who's an edge outside linebacker for defense.
I've also saw that Carter guy get with Jalen Carter, who's a defenseman as well, tackle, which would be another guy.
Bobby Wagner seals the deal for me that they're going to go high on defense. That's it. So, and look, ESPN agrees with me. So tell Mitch, you know what? Tell him, give me breakfast. He just lost the bet.
Has Mitch even argued with you on this?
He probably would.
Are you just creating these arguments in your shower?
Yes, because breakfast in the shower is, you know what? So Mitch is disagreeing with me.
I've never had breakfast in the shower, but I've had breakfast burritos in a hot tub. And I have to say, it's a great eating experience.
See? You know what? All because of draft picks.
10 out of 10, highly recommend.
I would like everybody who is a fan of Mitch Levy and Mitch Unfiltered, which you can get anywhere you get podcasts, tweet him today and tell him he just lost a bet. He owes me breakfast.
Lost a bet that he didn't even know he made.
He made it. It's too bad. You know, he should pay more attention.
Make-believe Mitch made it.
Yeah, he should pay more attention to social media. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. He should be listening to the show all the time.
I feel like, what else is he doing?
He has the hotline number. He could have called in.
He could have called in. What else is he doing? Is he going, oh, hey, here's what I know about. Plus, it's not football season. What's he doing?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.